Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Next on the News for the Soul Radio Network, it's time for Sacred Sound Surprises with Mylene Elke, a powerful and unique world-renowned artist and healer. Mylene guides visionaries and thought leaders from around the world to bloom into their beauty. Her astounding ability to connect with the source wisdom is what helps others flourish into their true selves. Call in now to work with Mylene today on the air, 646-595-4274. Welcome Mylene back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. A wonderful, wonderful, sunny greeting from Germany. This is Mylene Elke, your host of the Sacred Sound Surprise Show. And most of you know the surprise is that I never know what is coming, what I'm going to speak about, what questions are written in, and what the songs are, and who's going to sing. I mean, I'm just sitting here and getting ready for the show. I have the sun shining right on my face from the western window. A topic that really is dear to my heart is for us to move into our grandness, right? And it is really now the time. And I had a lovely friend that called me today while I was in a home construction supply store. And they have a flower area. I was looking for some flowers to brighten the entryway. Right? I share a beautiful entryway where in the evening the sun shines on. With my neighbor that lives above me. And while I'm walking around, thinking what plant or flower blooms a little bit more in the shady area, you know, where there's not so much direct sunlight. It's beautiful, pink, yellow, like little orange and little magenta. I'm noticing since I'm a little girl, these colors keep attracting me. And I was thinking, why do we get always attracted to certain color schemes? Right? I think here and there I bought maybe a different color plant, flower, shrub. Shrub mostly because there are not so many shrubs. But annuals, right? Or roses, tulips. This color always attracts. What is it in it? I think it is there has some sunshine, the tenderness, the softness, the gentleness of what the rose color. But also then the vibrancy and brightness of the darker pink, the magenta pink, almost sometimes going to a red. And then the whole change that takes place from a very light color to a very dark color as the bloom, the blossom opens, right? To expose maybe its center for insects, or just to be observed by us, and to see how beautiful all of that is. So what is your color that you always pick? I mean, not always, because sometimes there's something else that's attractive and we stir things up. Is it more red tones? or yellow. Or I had once, when I was still a landscape architect, she wanted a white garden. All flowers, all blooms, white. It was fun. It was fun researching to find the right plant for all these different minor areas or minor ecosystems in the her garden, this huge garden. And even there, I thought there was like being afraid of something, and there was another color. So this is really interesting. When are you afraid of certain colors? Do they nudge you to certain thoughts? Do they make you freeze? And why is that? And why do some colors open your heart, rejoice you, you feel this happiness? Comes to mind my mother. I remember I one day I liked one plot. Was Mother's Day, and my mother at that time, she was a horseback rider. So in the morning, before we would have breakfast, she would already go take care of the stable and ride out. You know, she would go through the countryside riding. And I remember I went to the flower store and got white, I think it was canna lilies and some other white. Because that day, I just thought that was so beautiful. And I found the plant so beautifully formed. And at that time, we didn't have so many different cut flowers that we have now, right? That was about 40 years ago. And I remember when she came, and I saw her face. She looked into the face and got mad and didn't come in for breakfast and told us to eat breakfast. And then I, you know, I asked, why was she so mad? She said, you didn't get a colorful bouquet for me. Yeah, so for her, it had to do with death. Now looking back in my life or her life, she's always afraid of death, of dying, of not having lived. So white was for her the burial color. So what are white flowers for you? Would you make yourself a bouquet? White flowers? Sometimes white roses are just gorgeous to put somewhere. By the way, there's a little tip. If roses, it's good to have roses in your home. When you want to switch energies, when you want support, when you're not feeling so well, if there are people visiting in your home or living with you that you don't like their energy so much, put roses there. They're fantastic transformers. And if the energy is good in a home or a room, even in an office space, they hold a longer time. If they work for us and support us, and they, you know, they drop their heads there, or weld, I think it's weld, then they have done their work. So you can exchange them, ask for a new one to come in. So it's a beautiful plant that supports us, not just by making our heart sing when we see it, but also when something needs to be transformed. And talking is transformation. There is something sad that did happen 2 days evenings ago. In my husband's wife's family, one of the children, young, decided to leave this world. So that energy of this beautiful woman, his mother, and the twin brother, beautiful young man. And I'm sending all these roses now, this love of roses, this transformation energy. To move them out of, not out of a shock, because it's important to live through it, right? To get the, to see the beauty, what it is, what is, what we're learning, what we're seeing, what we're experiencing, what wants to be said, because if a young gentleman like this leaves, there are many, many messages that have not been noticed. Or maybe now he's, I believe, it's going to make him even more noticeable from the other side of the veil, right? So the color, the plant of love, right? If you show appreciation, you show love for someone, you show support. It is adoring. It adores it, right? There's something adoring about it. If you adore someone, the way they are, the way they live, the way they smile at you, to see these things and to remember these things. It's also to everyone who's involved in this, who's going to think a lot different about life and how precious life is and how precious every interaction with every single person in every moment is important. So everyone, take time to speak with children. Take time to listen to a spouse. Take time to listen to the elder. And if you really don't have time that moment, say, I will be back. Then you speak, I will listen. And then do take that time. And you will notice if they can open or will not be open, be able to open and tell you then. If they're not able to do that, then it is moment really to slow down for you. To move the thing that you thought you needed to do out of your world for a moment, in a way to stop it, and to be very, very present. And as you're very present, everything around shifts. Because there's a need in that moment that you two speak. A few more of you. And this moment is so precious. And do not worry. Everything that follows afterwards will unravel into something beautiful. And even if it, in the first moment it doesn't look this way. There is nothing more precious than another person. Everyone is looking for purpose. The purpose is to live our natural state and to live down, bring down and emanate these principles of the cosmos. And all those principles, none of them say hurry in life, don't listen. Right? The compassion, their love, their beauty, their freedom, their peace, and the list goes on. Everything else otherwise is something that we created to distract us from who we are, or was distracted to distract us, or was created to distract us to find who we are, to move into who we are. Hey, 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 hey. Beautiful life is in all facets, all the transitions, all of the range, like, you know, the color range of every flower out there, even when it goes into the browns at the end, or it starts all with the green. Looking. Sometimes the words are not even needed. How plentiful the variety of everything is. And to experience this variety, to soak in this variety, and don't push through things. Everything has its own tempo. And we're taught, we've been taught, and luckily it's stopping. You know, you have to show your strengths. You cannot be who you cannot be seen crying, especially to men, to boys, to girls. And it's the same set. We're not, you know, don't laugh too loud, and, you know. But there we go with what arises in the moment and to be present with it. Fully present. It's interesting, today a package came, was torn up, and the man who brought it, and before I signed, he asked me to check if everything is okay, and I said, yeah, it looks like everything will be okay. I had not a feeling that anything was broken, and he said, yeah, but you're so positive. It's because you were so positive about it and optimistic. Nothing is broken in the end when we opened it up. This was packaged anyway in a carton again. And he said, oh no, I said, oh, I'm this way since I'm a little girl. He said, ah, it's in the DNA. He's the same way, but he doesn't believe that the world will be this way. And I replied, I believe, though, that it is this way, and that I'm not giving up being this positive girl, this positive woman, this positive being, because I believe in everyone. So we have to believe what arises. Can make it the best out of it. It's not like we have to find it good. Oh, we make the best out of it. Because it doesn't help to get mad about something we can't change. It is broken. So also in your life, take a look where you're becoming more soft. Not soft, you know, your physical body, your being, this gentleness, this unedginess in a way. Especially when it's not needed. This optimism, the seeing things positive. Is it hard for you to see things positive? Is there certain trust behind everything? And then there are things maybe turn around, you just know they will. You have that feeling. And it's maybe not so much a feeling, we can even go away from that feeling and say, do you just know? Do you just know it's going to change? Is you just going to know you will experience certain things? You may not be sure of the time or the timeline, but there's a surety. Right? This is in a way also a positive, being joyful. I had to think about it. Why is that I always see the good in people? And I've been, you know, been told, oh, I'm not, it can't be this way. But something uniquely in me then that is uniquely me. So look for what is really uniquely you. And not the normal marketing jargons that are being used. Go deeper. What is that feeds you? This is interesting. I'm going back to the woman's back. Really two now. About a website, right? But it is not about a website, it's helping her. But it turns out it's more pulling out or what is arising, the experiences of her life, what touched her the most, is suddenly what is being brand, is the branding, the color that are chosen, the plants, the landscape, the soil. Then suddenly it's in the flag of that country, and the same color is in the flower that she loves, and she has forgotten about that. She loves that flower since she's a little girl. She does have one in her house, because here it doesn't grow outside in the north. And it's fair. And to really pull that out, because suddenly then you speak different. Once you remember, you get there and you can remember what is really yours. Suddenly, it's like an ignition. It goes boom. It fills every single cell in your body. Every single cell. And then you can talk about it, and suddenly you see it reflected in everything else in your life. Yeah, I'm going to take by these flower colors. I have wallpaper, I have my kitchen pink. When I was younger, I had clothes like this. Now I have more clothes like that. It's easier to find also nowadays, right? And the blues and greens and yellows, I don't have many colors. But so my colors, I wear them somehow. The ones I paint with, I wear them. I have in my house, it's a kind of pens I get. It is, what I put around my book covers. It's in furniture. So it's suddenly you can see how deeply it penetrates into our life. And often we don't speak about it or bring that out and don't let ourselves be led by it. So let yourself be led by it. Because it's part of you and it's always there. It's not something new you have to go look for. Again, like with the purpose. It's nothing we have to look for. We've come with it as a thing, baby. So for me, it is the, beauty, absolute beauty. I see beauty in everything. And I see the complexity of beauty. And I love to create beautiful things. Even humans, to get them back into their beauty, into their grandness and madness, so it shines out of them that every fiber, every cell dances in its own rhythm. There is no tightness in the body anymore. The voice is the voice they're speaking with. It's their voice. Not a condensed one by someone else. To see the beautiful body that is so uniquely to every single person. This is so fascinating. I'm looking at the roses, some of those roses, they're more or less coming off, popping open all at the same time in everyone's garden. And here are gardens that are 100 years old, 200 years old, 300 years old, and then they're brand new gardens, and all of these pop more or less around the same time into beautiful flowers. So what do they know, the young ones and the older plants? They know what they're connected to. They know what's in their essence. They understand their natural state. This is for you to understand and to see your natural state is here to be with nature and to be with humans, to be with animals and everything else is not so important. And to move, this is really, really important, and to move through these beautiful landscapes, and to move with people or to move alone through the landscape, to nourish yourself with that as well. And to not be fixed. And we're fixing ourselves to a space, to a person, we're fixing ourselves to many, many things, to a job, to a bed, to things. So maybe it's time now to unfix other in a way, right? To become more flexible, to become more movable, to create mobility, to lessen things we have around us. How much do we need? Right, as I'm taking care of my husband because he hurt himself and he's not so mobile. Well, the last 4 months, you know, I thought a lot about mobility. But the most beautiful thing I'm observing, we're always all in the same room. Most of the time, everything is done in this togetherness, in this living room. Everyone has their space. But so you noticed, I thought, you don't need a lot. And really, does everyone want to be alone in one room? Unless you need time for yourself. And even there, are we so trained to be alone that it is so hard for us to be in community? And is there an urge in many of us to be in community and to eat together again, to experience, to dance, to sing? We can all do it alone. But it is more fun sometimes with other people. But mostly we cannot find other people again to do it with. Luckily, we have something like beautiful like this, like the internet, where we connect. Right, we can put conference software, we can do live streaming, and even dance with each other. I invite you to bring in more of those things that you desire to and love to do. And to invite others to do it with you. And too often we're too afraid, but you can just go and say, would you like to come inside and have a coffee or tea? If a neighbor, you meet a neighbor on the street. And sometimes you even sit there in silence, it's okay. Maybe there is not so much in common, or in common yet. Give a person a moment to become themselves in your presence. All of you have such beautiful healers listening. And you know it. And this is what is going to be important, I believe, to show that and to speak about how uniquely and gifted all of us are on this earth. that you are gifted, that I'm gifted. And it's also timely to live it and to use our gifts. And maybe look at new ways of using your gifts that you have not done until now. With new twists, with new flavor. What new dishes can you make with the same ingredients? Ponder on this. And try it. And if it's difficult to do in your work, for example, start with, you know, get 6-7 ingredients and cook 3 times in a different way with it. It does something to you. It moves you forward in your creativity. You may notice that you're hesitant of doing it, because you're used to certain things and you like it this way. And maybe do it at a different time. And it's not the thing for you to do. But you became aware that you're hesitant and ponder on it. Where does it come from? I observed someone who had difficult sharing things. Even with loved ones, I said, how come? I should say. Because things like this really interest me, right? I'm interested in how people function and why and how it can be resolved and dissolved. Right? If we want to be and live in our natural state, everything else that doesn't suit us, it's going to dissolve, or it's going to be dissolved, it's going, Yeah, it needs to be dissolved. Just go strictly right there. Needs to be dissolved. So start dissolving. And as you dissolve it within you, it dissolves in others and it dissolves in this world. It disappears. And that's what we're moving into now. To a becoming a being, acting on your knowledge, acting on your wisdom. Not waiting for others, making the decisions yourself. This is really hard, especially if it's a grander scheme. Maybe for yourself it's okay. Maybe for a client it's okay, maybe for family it's still okay, but what happens if it impacts maybe more of your family, your larger family, or if it impacts the whole company you work at, or the whole town, or the whole country, or the future of this earth? At which one of those positions did you pull inward? And I love that some of you didn't. And that's, yes, there's little sorcerers. But also the ones who pulled in, take a look at it. Why is it that you pulled in? You know, it's like a snail that goes back into a house. Become aware of it, that you did. Not a bad thing. And when you're comfortable again, do nudge yourself a little bit to come back out, to explore a little bit more, to go forward a little bit more. To try new things. To try in a different way. Like I was speaking about this person. He was not used that other people would share things with him. Very few things given, and so maybe it was very precious for him. Or something special, or maybe there was once one person who gave him something very, very beautiful, and was he gave it to someone or lent it and then never came back, or it broke. Maybe even it created a trauma. So we don't know until we start looking. So if one person did break it, that means we will not ever give anything away for someone to use for a while. Maybe get returned even better, or some new things will be added at the return. The happiness for the other person who has that one thing for a certain time or for when he really needed it. Take a look at that. There's a newness to this remembering, and you know, this softness and doesn't have to, you know, this remembering is recognizing as change. Where a few years ago you did rituals, meditation, and all of this barely needs to be done. This gets compromised, right? Ritual compromise, the meditations, in a way to save time, that we don't even have to plan in these things. They just arise, they're there. You think about it and boom, you've created the answers. You connect to the source. You observe your way in. There's a new way of how you observe yourself. And there's also this vastness of how aware you are. And really, the whole earth, people are becoming differently aware. More sensible to awareness, and sensible to feeling the awareness or asking for awareness from others. And this is the way to go, right? By this connection to each other, to our beautiful planet, to whatever is beyond, to our ancientness, to what is already surrounding us, to our ancestors, and asking where is this all leading? Where is this all coming from? And closing these question lines by sensing it, by retrieving these answers that suddenly appear. Maybe write them down, or paint them, or dance them out. There is a state of being that is calmer, quiet, less of a talking is needed or speaking is needed. There is more communication happening. So when I speak about communication, I mean that is then the telepathic communication. Or even if you're talking, you're aware of all of the communications that are taking place, right? Of reading each other, reading the face, reading the body, reading the energies, reading the light that's expressed, reading the beings that are around us, that are supporting us, right? And they even communicate with it, reading where it leads us to, reading where it comes from. And communicating the importance of life and the importance of acting and being every moment and being present as acting on one's knowledge, on one's wisdom in every moment. Every moment is precious. And most importantly, it's really not the moment that is precious. It's you who is precious. It's me who is precious. For everything I spoke about, be that for yourself. Feel Yeah, be that self. Be the aware you. I'll be the aware me. Cherishing my life. Cherishing how I act. Cherishing the connection to all. Cherishing the connection to my son, to my cat, right? Husband, to my plant, to my new plants outside at the door. And to listen. To listen with new ears, listen with your skin, listen with your hair. Become very, very in tune with what sounds are around you, what sounds people make, animals make, the wind makes, or the wind carries, and the plants, you know, when the wind comes by. The water, the ocean, and the stars. Go into that. Become aware of everything that is surrounding you and how much you are part of all of it. And very, very important part. And not less or more. And all of you know I'm here to support you and to pull out or to guide or just to be with you so you can remember more of you and to integrate it into your life, into your work, into your body, to emanate it and out into the world. In a way to ignite exactly that uniqueness within you, to create your unending momentum. Because what you bring out into the world moves on forward forever. And you bring it out with precision, with love, so much light, with warmth, with this softness. And that is so beautiful. That is you. So thank you, everyone. This is for being so present in the softness that is today, this quietness, the circumstances also of my larger family. And your circumstances of seeing what beautiful being you are and showing more of you.